If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
All right, now it's time for our drive moment.
Wait, Nana.
Yes, time for our drive moment. It's a simple. It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. Did you come up with it?
No, it was not me.
Okay, no one wants to take responsibility.
No.
When does waiting for the right time actually work?
When?
So, okay. It kind of made me think, like, very hard, you know?
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, no, I won't hurt myself about waiting for the right time to actually come. 'Cause I think the minute you think of something, you want to execute it. Whether it is the right time or not, we actually don't know. Here's an example. Thibaut Tash started a radio station in 2017, 100% on the internet.
Yeah,
true.
And everyone obviously was like, it's not gonna work, it's not gonna work, it's too early, blah 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 blah. 5 years later, I think, I don't know if the station still exists, and now a lot of people are saying, actually it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Can we imagine if that station was still around today? Maybe we could be talking about big numbers.
Yeah.
Another example would be the dance culture in South Africa 15, 18 years ago, right? It was huge. But because there was no internet, the timing was not good.
It didn't multiply.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Hence this new generation, the piano, the Afrotech, are actually benefiting from what the other guys started 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I think the art of waiting goes a long way with what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Because it's part of earning the stripes of whatever you want to get to. But I do think that when time and time and again this door gets slammed in your face, you might feel discouraged to continue waiting and even branch off and do something different and no longer wait. I mean, it takes true patience to allow those stars to align. It really does take true patience. And I think that is the thing of waiting. And I don't know when is the right time it will actually work. Because you will know that it's working when it starts giving you results. There's no other way for you to know. It's a waiting out game.
You're saying seeing doors being slammed in your face.
Yeah.
If I do my comedy in Venek.
Sure.
Half the time. If
90%
of the time in Venek. People that were doing bookings were mostly white.
Yeah.
And white gigs. So I'm not comfortable. So what do I do? I would do my own thing. It might work, né? It might not work, food. So you'll find clubs where it's always black owned, which is good. But are you going to perform there every week? Is this going to be your only source of faith or hope? Uti? Maybe on this one gig, nyana, something might come up.
But
or do you branch out and say, I'm not waiting for no one. Oh, we got 3 kids. Why wait?
I think about it, Skumba. When you started doing comedy, I think there's a community leader, I think you can't live to send an SMS saying that when you started go
Ken
Mamage. When you started at Rabasotho Hall, you had about 50 people or so.
Yeah, Caprive.
But you staying the course, Glenn has spoken about this with house DJs as well. You staying the course and not saying comedy might not work for me because I'm too vernacular or whatever, earned you, because now you are a big time comedian in South Africa. People laugh at your jokes even when they don't understand what the hell you're saying, because you are that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So waiting, I think for me, is part of earning the stripes, grinding and grinding and grinding until you can hold the rewards in your hand.
Yeah, i.e. Lindelani. Remember, I shared an apartment with Lindelani.
Yes.
And he shared one of his dreams that he wanted to start a joy celebration. And that time, Abum Du, Beba Pump, I mean, Sony was selling. And I was like, he had just signed Sibongile Khumalo, Brahu. I'm like, we are trying to manage to go gospel. And you know, when he started, Those shows were flops. Mm. Used to have like 10 people, yeah. 15 people. And think about Joy Celebration. Yeah. You have about 20, 25 artists.
Yeah.
Now imagine there's only 5 people. But you know, with time, when people got used to it, yep. gained popularity, people started buying tickets, became such a big brand.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, I explain, Aman. 063-688-0959. Please drop us a voice note. When does waiting for the right time actually work?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Well, for me, I'll keep it like simple things. Like, you know, when you wait for making a big purchase, before, don't just rush. Don't do a rush job. Whether you're buying a car or a house, or you wait for that specific point in your life where you know, but thinking, I'm ready for this car. I can actually afford a car. I feel like it's best to wait when you know that you can actually afford to splurge on yourself or to make that big purchase. Because imagine taking him out and then it's repossessed because you didn't wait. You didn't plan your things accordingly.
There's never a right time to do the wrong thing, and there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. just do it. Time will come. Everything will fall into place.
I love it. Today we have given a platform to motivational speakers.
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Patience does pay off. Patience and dedication does pay off. I personally resigned 2014 from my corporate job and joined my mom on her business, laundry business, 2014 that is. Till today, we're still running with that. So definitely patience, dedication, and be faithful in what you're doing and provide a good service. I'm telling you, it helps and things do happen.
Yeah, and you know, when you're chasing a goal, when you're chasing a dream, while you're chasing at that dream, it's like you're being tested by God to say, do you really want this thing?
Yeah.
Prove to me how much you want this thing before the doors start opening for you. Because once they start, because I like a sliding door. Once the sliding door opens,
oh my word.
How ready are you when the sliding door
that's
opens?
That's exactly.
Because when you pray, I always say, don't pray and worry. So when more tandas, don't worry. Pray and believe. Because when the sliding door opens, how ready?
Get away. And I think one of the things that we lack, all of us, in waiting is our discipline and the consistency while you are waiting.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, waiting can be tiring. It can be tiring,
discouraging,
completely discouraging. Yeah. Kumba. But if you allow it to do what it's supposed to do to get you ready for that opening of the sliding door, I'm telling you, you're flying.
So with this thing, when is the right time? I used to be that person who, oh no, I'm gonna wait for the right moment. I'm gonna wait, you know, until the father of my child who passed away in 2021. Like, he used to say to me, Ayman, mamela, what if kausana re tswe, ka re spend it today, let's just have fun today. And I used to be angry at him, today re spend, and then the coming weeks we do not have money, you know, enough money to do our things in the house, and you know. And after he passed away, I realized that whenever you want to do something, you must do it at that time. Like, do not wait.
I think, the waiting game buffet I paid. Even though you can reach a certain level of success, there's always another level that you still need to reach. So I think as soon as, especially in the creative industry, as soon as we understand that even if the numbers are two, the show must go on. In theater, I'm in the theater space, sometimes you find that abanye abasebenzi will not resonate with what we are doing, or will feel like so here's this key to a sketch emsebenzini yabona into enjalo, but the show still goes on.
Sure.
And today I'm doing big corporate as well in terms of industrial theater, but I've been in the game for maybe 14 years now and I've been waiting.
Wow.
Tough, eh?
Very interesting. I mean, that first voice note from that lady
who
was talking about, is that a son? Like, yeah, sometimes, you know,
baby daddy.
Was that a baby daddy? Yeah. Or when you want to go and buy a pair of shoes, or even if it's a t-shirt, not so dealer, man. Let me save money. How much? How? For how long are you going to save money without getting something that you like?
Yeah. Well, I'm Travis will always say, "Yes, Lam Clavin is Vagashil," and he always says that. Lam Clavin, Like, no one is here forever.
Yeah.
And we sometimes we act like we know when is the last day.
Yeah.
We're saving ourselves for, we know it's okay. I'm gonna pass away in the next 12 years.
Mm. Yeah.
So for now, let me do, yay, yay.
There's a video that makes the rounds on social media. And that guy on the video says that, you know, these houses that we obsess over, we renovate, the cars that we drive, one day we're going to die and somebody else will be driving those cars. These kids and the legacy that we want to leave behind, one day we're going to pass away. Those kids will have kids, they will have kids, they will have kids. And very soon, no one will even remember that you existed. But we obsess over these material things so much as if we know for a fact they will exist for eternity. And
so
it doesn't.
It answers our question today.
Exactly.
There's no reason to wait.
Buy that luxury car.
Do it now, man.
I mean, the waiting, guys, that we're talking about
that house.
Was it's, you staying the course?
Yeah, were you staying the course? What if it doesn't happen?
Mm. Continue pushing.
Yeah, there is someone out there who's been a musician for 25 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't ever hit.
Yeah, they're still waiting for that.
Are you
hit.
Saying it's time to leave the music studio?
No.
Go be a lawyer.
I'm not
that's
saying.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Claire, that's what you're saying.
I didn't say that.
You're saying that.
No, I'm saying keep on keeping on.
Something will happen.
Yeah.
But it's never.
We hope. Say something, hope. We hope.
Kiyosi Hotsticks Mabuse went to Metric when he was over 50.
Yeah.
Hotsticks Mabuse.
And his music was
pumping. But his music was pumping.
Yes.
Yeah. His music was pumping.
So there you go.
It's a tricky thing, this thing.
It is a tricky thing.
It's tricky. It's very
so do we wait? Stay the course? Do we save ourselves for the future in waiting? I want to start a business. I'm like, is this business, man, might.
Don't idle. I think while you are waiting, continue. Don't wait and stop. Wait while you do.
What?
You wait, continue.
Sounded like me. You sounded exactly like me.
While you wait, continue. Continue pushing. Don't idle and wait and hope that that thing is going to come to you.
Why?
Still go after it. Whether you get it or not is
while
what
you
will
are waiting,
see. Continue.
Continue.
Yeah. It's a nice line, eh? While you wait, continue. Glenn, while you wait.
I'm not going to get involved in this childish.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
For me, I think the way we love, the right time is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not later. It's now. Because you're now here, tomorrow you're gone. So the right time is now.
Hayi ukulinda kusiza ukulinda kusiza cabanga into gibela phezwayo isikhathi asikho walibela ulindile ngekulunge gibela phezwayo
phezwayo
simple direct yenzwa okuthandwa inhliziyo so take care of the heart. If the heart wants a fancy car and ipokoto liyavuma, why not? If the heart wants a fancy house, ipokoto liyavuma, why not? Because in the end, asazi ukuthi kuzowenzakalani nini. So leto kulokuthi ngisafuna ukuthi ngithi kisanye kuhemela kithware nyoko ebhaya, then I can do 1, 2, 3. Kathi ahamba mfethu. Awufuna that vorpa, you can afford. Go for it.
Guys, nakina li ausi. Usanse emetsi monna o tlo monyalang ba be le bana ba itsu ba ma twins ba di yellow bone ba nyale je happy life. Can I say that she's 49 turning 50?
It's gonna happen
in about 2 months. So
you must wait upon the Lord. That is the only formula.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.